去睇到個導演嗰度咧，知道喺1970年先將一個8月22號咧成為聖母元后嘅瞻禮嘅，又作為一個聖母升天嘅8日之後就慶祝呢個聖母元后。咁之前咧係教宗告12世咧就係5月31號，即係聖母月嘅結束就做。咁後來咧就呢個保祿6世咧就將呢個日子咧推到去8月22號。我相信聖母唔係介意做唔做天地嘅皇后，佢嘅使命係做母親。耶穌離開最後一次嘅話語就係對聖母同埋約望講：請看你的母親，請看你的兒子。咁作為一個母親咧，我哋冇資格啦。你哋有資格嘅女士啊，可以做母親都唔簡單嚇、啊，生養生都係好辛苦啊，養都好辛苦。陪住佢長大更為辛苦，聖母就係咁。大家知道喺聖母見耶穌聖殿嘅時候，希望阿彌陀佛預言嘅，佢將來嘅利刃刺透你嘅心。所以聖母，如果我哋講中國嘅命咧，好苦命嘅，有個利刃刺透佢心。聖母最純潔嘅。但是受的苦是最厉害的，因为当你一个单纯的人面对这些逆境的这些十字架的时候呢，是很难受的，但是他一一承受，他相信。所以今天领主荣说就是这个伊撒伯尔赞叹他，我那信了由上主传他的话必完成的是有福的。他表姐是赞美圣母妈妈这一份的谦卑，一生鞠躬尽瘁。你要看到今天做一个妈妈呢是多么痛苦、啊、世界不止一个地方，几个地方呢圣母像的眼呢流出血泪、啊，都一種記號。今天人類是怎樣得罪天主，聖母不是因為人得罪他他痛苦，他因為人類和天主越來越走越遠，這個做母親的一個最痛苦的地方。今天有個機會、啊、藉著跟聖母媽媽一起為我們的世界，为我们的国家祈祷。圣母她唯一的使命就是将基督带来这个世界。可惜今天和当日没有分别，还是钉死他，钉死他。你看看这么多政治的事，完全全没有了对神的敬畏。不是只是中国，你以为西方国家就很敬畏神吗？完全不是这回事，还比我中国还差。为了一个字平等就什么都不准做，连十字架都不给放，因为有穆斯林的学生在这里，有欧洲的，意大利的，货室要将十字架放下，因为属于这个整个欧洲问题，他们要公平公正，就是这个这样的原则之下，同性婚姻完全全就是将不合理性的事情成为理性化。我又可想而知下一代是怎样呢？即今天很多國會議員根本由小到大領洗領堅陣 初領聖體，又做埋輔祭，今天一樣係舉手贊成平等公正。你話做聖母個心係咪幾咁痛咧？唔係人得罪佢啊，係得罪天主。我哋佢子女啊，所以我哋今日我哋都為所有得罪天主嘅人、離開天主嘅人咧，為佢哋代禱。好似聖母一生就係為我哋代禱一樣。So today we just have to pray for the world. Mary is our not only queen, is our mother. She cried so many times. Even the statues or sometimes appearing the blood tears in statues. Not only in America and Asia, there are a lot of this happening. There's a sign that a Heavenly Mother is very painful. Even today in heaven, it's painful because man is against God. It's all the parliaments now, all against all natural law, all because of the sake of equality, equal. So even in the classroom, even in Italy, they put down the cross because there are so many Muslims now in Europe, Germany, France, Italy, all Muslims now. They say we have to fear. So it's so much you can imagine. The world today is not that God-centered. That's the mother's pain. So we pray for all these countries and praying for us also. Time we have God-centered. This is our mission. So many times people just have a wrong concept that they are afraid to have the kind of going to Heavenly Mother's shrine and think we put Mary is the king of a queen. This queenship is not, she's the best, she's the first one. Queenship is the mother. So you can imagine how much our Heavenly Mother is suffering today. So we pray for our church, we pray for our country.